off. I was hoping to have the ASN hosting services available this week. We didn't quite get that finished. Like it might be another week before it's done, hopefully in a few days. But so we're going to have ASN hosting, and then we're working on getting an ASN internet service provider, because that'll be a great way for everyone. You know, our motto is to try to be able to get people to be able to earn money by doing what they're already doing anyway. And the one thing that I can say without reservation that every member of the Solutions Network is doing is internet access.
Heather Clark,
hello.
Hi.
So once we have the internet service available, it'll be another thing that members can use that will actually earn the money. And again, it's something that they're already using anyway. So I'm looking forward to having those two things up and running. Okay. And as everyone knows, I think everyone already knows that this is in fact being recorded. So I just want to remind everyone. And so now that I've given my little bitty spiel, as always, since I don't want to make this about me giving a monologue, I will open it up to questions. Who has a question for me about how about the way the system works?
Bruce, I've got a question, please.
Yes.
How are you doing? You feeling any better?
I'm feeling much better.
Right.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm trying to catch up and working my butt off. Consequently, I'm a little bit tired, but other than that, I'm doing just wonderfully.
Well, as long as you're doing better. Quick question for you, Bruce. I joined January 7th. Now,
okay.
How soon will I be looking?
The way the process goes, you join January 7th, so you remember you get paid the following month for everything that happened in the prior month. And the group bonuses and the infinity bonuses, they go out approximately the 28th, because the companies that we work with, like Walmart, Amazon, and all those companies, they don't even pay us until about the 22nd. And then
okay,
it takes
so
to get
I'm looking at then this month, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And just so you know, the other thing that it works, just to clear this up for everyone, that's the pay cycle for Infinity and group bonuses. But remember, you also get commissions on bankruptcy sold, credit repairs sold, you know, and a myriad of other items. Those we pay weekly. So in other words, if you were today, and we pay them on Wednesdays, so if you today had sold a bankruptcy service from your site, you would get your commission from that next Wednesday of $30, but you'd earn the points from it today, and then you'd get paid as a part of the Infinity and group bonuses because of those points next month.
Oh, great. And are we notified through you that our money was deposited into PayPal or how?
Yes, it will be via email. Remember,
okay.
What you want to do is we pay via PayPal, and we pay to the email address that's in our system.
Right.
So
okay.
Just make sure when we send off the payment, you'll check your email and you'll see money there. You'll get that
okay.
Nice little thing from PayPal that says you've got money.
Oh, great. So it comes from PayPal.
Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
You are very welcome. Okay. Any other questions out there? Or I should say, how many other questions?
Bruce, Debbie, I have a question.
Yes.
You know, you just dealt with my Walmart situation of my daughter
yes.
ordering and me not knowing how to get the points. What my question is, if the main website that people go to is available for them to order without me even knowing it, how do I keep track of the points and everything if I don't even know the person that's ordering?
Well, what ends up happening is on each page, there's that link that says that you earn, you know, that you get the $300 $300 groceries, $300 gas and vacation certificate for just registering anything that you do on this site. Okay, no matter how inexpensive it is, no matter how cheap it is, even if it's just an insurance quote. And then what they do is they do whatever they do, and we try to make that pretty prominent. The reality is some people are going to miss that. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't benefit you. Because what ends up happening is even if they don't see that if I click this button, I get $300 in groceries, for just making this purchase here, and if they don't register it, what happens, that money still goes into the infinity funds. So you may have not gotten the points, but that money still goes into the infinity funds so that the infinity funds get larger. So occasionally that's going to happen when you send someone to the site. Okay, you don't get the points, but when you get the check, it's going to be larger. There's going to be someone else in Florida who doesn't register it, but that also goes into the infinity fund. So it still raises that amount.
If they don't get put back into the database, how do you know, how does the DM network know that the purchase was made?
If it's something from Walmart, how does the network know?
Yeah, how does the database?
Well, the database doesn't know. What we do have is something so that any time that happens, that money ends up still going into the infinity fund, because when we get paid from all of these companies that we work with, like Amazon, Walmart, and everything, the money still goes into the infinity fund.
Okay.
So it's like the level still rises, even if you didn't specifically get that point. That's why I always suggest to people, do whatever you need to do to get that first threshold 4 points or whatever on your own.
Okay.
And then everything else just becomes gravy. Any other questions out there? I mean, I know better than to say any at this point. We should have about 20 questions left.
Bruce? Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Bill.
Yes.
I just signed up for the program, and I'm looking through all the data and all that type of stuff, and as the prior call was mentioned, it is quite overwhelming.
That's why we have these teleconferences. I am very glad that you called. This will be a great help. But the first thing that I would say is your number one priority, the first thing you need to do is go to your resource page. And you want to read it in its entirety at least once. Not skim, not jump around, because each section sort of builds on the next. Okay, read it entirely once, and then you'll also want to listen to the audio tape that we have. It's also on there, the audio recording, which is also an overview. And now that I've said that, what I'll say is ask any particular question that you want, and I'll clear it up for you.
No, I'll go through all that process and whatnot, and then I'm sure I'll have a list of questions for next Wednesday.
Okay, and you can email me your questions also. But here's the thing that I want people to understand. You know, there are an awful lot of companies out there that, you know, when you sign up, you join up, it's only one page, it's really simple. But basically what they say, give me your $50, tomorrow you wake up after you push this button, you made $1,000. We all know that doesn't work. This is a real business that has multiple options, multiple ways to earn money. And the only way to know of all the options that are available is to be able to read them. So we make sure they're all provided. And I do know that it becomes overwhelming, and we spend time trying, because believe me, you're not the first person who is confused or overwhelmed by the system, not by a long shot. But we are working on trying to simplify it and try to make it easier. And that's the reason we created the various audio files.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and like I said, I was looking at the thing, and it's so much data there. Okay, let me review that and meet on the Q&A and whatnot on Wednesday. I'm sure I'll have serious question. Now, is there a sponsor that I can reach out to, or is it something that we can discuss on?
Here's what we do. You do have a sponsor, but I'm going to be honest, not all sponsors are active. Right. You know, some sponsors put in bad emails. And that's why I do my best to personally act as your sponsor to the best degree that I can. So the bottom line is I don't generally give out my personal number, because then I would literally be on the phone all day. But you can write me. You can send me an email at any time, and I'm usually pretty good about getting back to people within 24 to 48 hours. There are exceptions. But I do my best, and I'm pretty good at it. So if you have a questions, a question, feel free to shoot me an email, and I'll get back to it as quickly as I can.
Very good. Your email would be...
Bruce at allsolutionsnetwork.com.
I see Bruce Casper here, okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bruce. You are so welcome. That's what we're here for.
How you doing, Bruce? This is Charles Wake.
Charles, my man, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Bruce.
Yes.
I got your email.
Okay.
I sent you a reply. So
okay.
So make a note and jot it down. Check that. And also, you can tell that gentleman that just spoke, I'd be honored to be a sponsor.
Okay, well, I tell you, is I would, okay, well, I would love to, you know, and here's one thing. I would love to be in a position that I could just switch people around, because you would be a great sponsor, Charles. I mean, you are a wonderful man. You know the system, and I mean, and I can't think of anyone who could help you more. But unfortunately, what happens if I pull someone and change sponsor, even if that person who brought them in, it was kind of a lark, let's say, and they're not actually being active. If I were to switch people around, it wouldn't just affect his sponsor, it would affect that person's sponsor and that person's sponsor.
Yes.
So unless I see a compelling reason to do so, which is rare, I can't really do that. And I apologize. I wish I could.
Okay, I just thought I'd volunteer for him.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate it, Charles, and I'll tell you right now, I don't think anyone could have a better sponsor.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Laughing out loud.
Well, that's good. That's what, you know, that's what I like. We end up having good conversation and good fun on these calls. It works out really well. Okay. More questions. Shoot.
I have a question, Bruce. This is Judith in California.
Yes, Judith.
I am advertising the Home Solutions, Home Loan Solutions page right now, and you had mentioned last week that there may be some changes about the services we could actually offer. Is that something that you're working on now, or are there going to actually be some changes to the page?
Yes, we are working on them, but it doesn't mean that you need to do anything different. Because the way we have the system set up is with the creative financing courses and the things that we have available, we can, no matter what FHA or Fannie Mae or anyone else does, we can help people get into homes no matter what their situation is. It's just, it may mean that we have to go to the creative financing element a little bit faster.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the bottom line is you don't need to do anything different. And if and when there is a change that's of a magnitude that we have to do something different, I'll make sure I let everybody know.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Okay. Who's next? Oh, I know we have more questions out there.
Well, you may not have no more questions, but I'm up to, I think, 58 in my downline. I got 6 52 in my first level, so...
Oh, my goodness. You are doing wonderfully. And how long have you been with us now?
I've been with you guys since October. But remember, I sent you the email. I've only been really doing any advertising since the middle of January. So
That's right. Well, I got to tell you, because I knew we had spoken before, but I got to tell you, don't be offended if I have to ask who somebody is again, because I literally get at least 100 emails a day, and I talk to more people than you can imagine, and my mind is not what it used to be. Actually, it's probably not what it probably never was what I thought it was, but,
well,
but
okay.
Anyway.
But I'm in Charles downline. I'm in Charles downline.
Oh, that's right. Of course. Okay.
Remember, you were going to use my thing from the email?
Yes,
the
I am. I
never did contact them, so I don't know what was going on there.
You know, it happens sometimes, and I'll tell you something.
I'm not even worried about it.
Well, and that's good, but I'll tell you, I have had situations where we've had people who signed up, did nothing, you know, I mean literally did absolutely nothing at all, and then all of a sudden, 6 months later, they got an email and for, you know, and clicked on it. You know, it's like Providence. They clicked on it, looked at it again, and thought, huh, I don't know, maybe I should try this. And the next thing you know, I'm getting an email from them saying, oh, I've been in this thing forever. I never did a thing, and you just sent me a check. I can't believe it. I see now that I should have been doing this all along. You know, I get emails like that all the time, and that's one of the reasons that unless someone asks me, I never take them out of the system. Because I know some people, it'll take them a while. Mm-hmm. It may take 3, 4, 5, 6 emails for them to take the time to, say, even just listen to the audio training. Because if they happen to listen to the audio training, you know, you can't help but go, God, maybe I should just give this a shot.
Yeah, well, I make sure to stay in touch with my downline because I send out weekly emails. And, I mean, I remind conference call, I give them tips. Like now, basically, the email that I sent out, I told them, you know, Valentine's Day is coming. Try to push your site for the gift baskets, the flowers, the candy, and that kind of stuff. So,
you are a master marketer, I tell you. And I am not kidding. I can tell you are thinking, and you are going to do well. Very good.
I'm trying to do y'all proud.
And as I remember it, you've managed to build this downline without spending any money on advertising?
Correct.
Okay.
Not a dime.
Okay, yeah, because I literally just got an email just today from someone who said, I thought all I had to do was give away coupons and that there was no out-of-pocket expenses. What's up? And I wrote him back, and he was very polite, but I said, you know, there's a little bit more to it, you know, you've got to look at it a little bit closer. And then he wrote back another email that wasn't, that still showed that he hadn't taken a look at the resource page, and I just finally told him, I says, well, I'm sorry, sir, but you're missing the point. I says, please see the resource page, read it, and please listen to the audio. And then after you've done that, I will be happy to answer any question that you have. But you're living proof that you don't have to spend money to make money and to get this system to work. You just have to follow the system.
Yeah.
Bruce, yes. I built my downline with no paying advertising, too.
There you
Fantastic.
Go.
Oh, you go,
well, I'm the one that has started January 7th, and in 7 days, I had 34 people, and up to this day, I've got 74 people.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've got a second level growing, too.
Fantastic, and that's when it really starts happening. When you start seeing that your people are building their levels, and then they start building theirs, that's when you know you're going somewhere.
Yes, and I did it all with free advertising.
And that's how I like to time, girl. Yeah, beautiful girl.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. You ladies are giving me goosebumps.
Okay, I told you I send these weekly emails out. So this week, my tip of the week is, it is your business, and in order to make money, you will have to do some work. The amount of money you make is determined by your commitment to do the work to make it work. In other words, if you don't want to make any money, then do nothing. And there's still no financial investment for you unless you want to buy something from your site. It's not necessary to purchase anything, but if there is something that you need, purchase it from yourself and make money on it and save money as well.
That's right. You go, girl.
Wonderful.
That was my tip of the week for my people, my downline, that I send them out these weekly letters with, you know, little tips and information and stuff to help them, you know, keep them going. And make sure that, you know, and like I tell them, if you have any questions, send me an email. And I've gotten emails from three of them with questions, and, you know, so far so good. As far as I know, I've helped them resolve whatever issues it was they were having.
Fantastic. And one other thing, that just a thought that you may want to do, you may want to send a link to the training audios if you're not already doing so. Actually, I think that one of the most effective training audios that we have as far as explaining how it is that we can actually have people make money without spending anything, without anyone buying anything. I actually think that the most effective for that is probably the Claim Your Check number 2 audio, which can be found on your resource page. And if you just give them that link, I think that might open a lot of people's eyes. Just a thought. I may be wrong.
see, when I started, I know that although I'm very good at it as far as doing my marketing and I'm spending a lot of time rereading stuff, it's real confusing in the beginning. So, I mean, right now I'm trying to hold their hands, but the thing is, a lot of them I'm not getting any feedback from. So like I started out, it says, I haven't heard from you. I hope all is well with your, and that your business is going great. You know, one of those kind of things. Because it's like, unless I hear from you guys, I don't know what you're out there doing. So,
yeah. And, you know, and that's all you can do. That's all you can do. But if you do it and do it consistently, I'll say it again. You know, I mean, sometimes it takes, you know, you'll have someone there who may be with you a week, a month, or whatever. And then it's just all of a sudden one email that you get that comes at the time that maybe they got mad at their boss, you know, or something. But, you know, but it's just that email that hits them at the right time, and it makes them think, gosh, maybe I really should just take a look at this, you know. Just look at it and see what happens.
But like I said, I send them out every week with all kinds of little information in there, stuff to help them and to keep them motivated and interested and letting them know, keeping ASN in the back of their mind to know you've got a business here now, let's do this.
And that is the key. It's like I've always told people, a downline of 1,000 or whatever doesn't do any good if they're not active, and it's the kinds of things that you're doing that ultimately gets them active. Because they're not going to be active if they don't understand and if they don't remember they're in business.
Yeah, but I think they're being active because just in this last couple of weeks, they had 6 on the number 2 level. So, I don't, you know, someone's out there doing something. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Good job. Good job.
Now I just can't wait till the end of the month.
Me can. I can't wait to have a vacation. Everybody's working me too hard, and that's a good thing. I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but, you know, I truly am committed to providing every tool I can think of that you guys need. And I have this list of things that I want to make available that just, quite frankly, it means a huge amount of work. But you know what? It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it for you. It'll be worth it for me, and I'm excited about it. But, man, you know, sometimes you want to take a rest. And I just don't do that often, but that's life. Okay, great job, great job. More questions?
Okay.
No other questions?
Yeah, can you hear?
I sure can.
Yeah, you say that the best approach to presenting this, it would be audio, was it audio, video, claim your check number 2? Will be the best type of connection?
Well, I think that once you have someone that is already on board, I wouldn't use that to try to bring someone into the system, but once they're already on board, I think that audio might be effective.
Okay.
Okay,
my name
is... because your name is what, sir?
Vindiel.
Okay, Vindiel. Okay, yeah, because what we've done there is we put the Claim Your Check system into 2 separate audios. And I think they're both pretty good. The first one is a little more detailed written, but with information that is very important. But the second one is much more about why the Claim Your Check point system is so effective at making it possible to make big money. And I think, it's pure logic. It's not just sales. It's not just hype. It's just this is what it is, and the results are good. And again, it goes back to this system is one of those things that the better people understand it, the more they work it, and the more they work, the more money they make, and the more money they make, the more money you make, and it becomes a really beautiful cycle. And I think the Claim Your Check number 2 probably does the best job of focusing in on that one aspect that is so important.
Okay. And in dealing with the different sites such as the home loan and also the,
credit repair?
Yeah. When dealing with those particular sites, especially the home loan, that's really based, and I was reading that, it was based upon, you know, the percentage. And I guess it ranges based upon what the client, a person who's actually applying for the loan, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because what ends up happening is you're paid, just as a member, you're paid 10% of the gross payable commission of that loan. And the gross payables, you never know what they're going to be until the deal closes. In some transactions, it may be 1% of the loan amount might be the gross payable. In some transactions, it might be 3, 4, or 5. But it depends on a whole array of varying circumstances that we ferret out within the transaction. So it's hard to say really what it's going to be. But we do know this. I've never put out a check for a closed loan less than $300. It's usually anywhere from $500 to $1,500.
Good. Sounds good.
Okay, go ahead. Any other observations or questions there?
No, I'm just pretty much it's just a little bit more getting familiar with the system and reading more. Trying to get a feel of it, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, as I said earlier, if you have any questions, if your sponsor does not, and I always prefer that people try to go to their sponsor first with questions, but if your sponsor does not, in fact, help get back to you, feel free to write me personally.
Okay.
And like I said, these days I try to answer all of them myself. I have a feeling that very, very soon I'm going to have to let someone else take over for those. But one way or another, if you write to us, we will get back to you.
Bruce.
Yes.
This is Dina again. You know, I never heard from my sponsor, not even one time, but I learned everything on my own.
Good for you. Well, I tell you, that shows on your part, and it also shows at least the information's there. I know it's not easy to get through. I know it's not easy to understand. But I'm proud of you for having done it, and you obviously know what you're doing. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, who else has a question out there? Man, I got a smart bunch tonight. I'm impressed. Okay, well, I tell you, I don't generally attend these with a whole lot of statements or items that I want to just, push or anything. So I'm, without your questions, I'm pretty much useless. Other than unless you want me to sing a song or something.
No. That's all right, Bruce.
Okay, well, I tell you, if you're all comfortable, if you don't have anything that you're concerned about, okay, any other questions out there? Going once, going twice. I tell you, this was short. But if there's no other questions, I think I'm going to go ahead and bid everyone good night and go spend some time with my wife and kid.
Bruce, quick question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure. That's fine. I'm here until you guys are done.
Hi.
I mean, if it takes another hour, I stay. Okay.
I'm trying to locate, I can't remember, I think it was on my resource page. I can't remember exactly what page it was on. But you know how we do our points every month?
Uh-huh.
But there was an option in there that it was like more or less like the easy way out. It was like you pay so much a month. I think it was like $30 a month or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that in the resource page. Do you know where it's at?
Yes, I do.
And another thing, you said about duplication. How are we able to do like quotes or whatever if we're having to click on the same and to get our points every month? You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask?
I understand exactly what you're saying, but the number one thing is, we talk about the balance, claim your check in personal use. If you use the site and make purchases from it that you would normally make anyway from somewhere else,
right,
you will end up getting points.
Okay.
And if you get just 4 points, then the fast start, the quick start bonuses, incentive bonuses kick in. And please take a look. If you go to your resource page towards the bottom, there's a bunch of links for different training, links and under incentive bonuses. Take a look at that, and it shows why even 4 points can actually get you to where you're earning from your downline. Okay. But so if you're
doing personal...
It's better
to have
personal,
15 points, correct? Or more?
Yes, it's definitely better to have 15 points because that is the threshold for earning from your downline.
Right.
But if you have an active growing first level, then if you have just 4 points, then you get 1 point for every person in your first level that does anything.
Right.
Even if all they did was get a free, computer backup.
Right, and see, and that's the thing. We don't know what our downline's doing.
I understand it. That's
right.
What we're working on. That's what Charles and I were talking about.
I understand. But do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know where that link's at?
Yes, I
thought it was on the resource page, but I don't see it now.
And it is. It's under, I think it says points and commissions or earn more points and commissions. But it's actually on the resource page, I think, in three different spots.
I found a link here under our audio trainings where it says earn more points and commissions. Would that be it?
Yeah. That sure would.
I clicked on it, so I'll read this and look at this. And I found it. It's under that link that we just said. Earn more. What is it? Earn more points
earn more
and commissions.
Points and commissions.
And it's
yeah.
towards the very bottom, in the big yellow boxes towards the bottom, the very last bottom. At the very bottom, it says $30 site maintenance fee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Site maintenance fee earns 15 points immediately. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, and as you see, we have one there that's 10, that earns 4 points, so that if you already have an active downline, 4 points should end up giving you enough incentive bonuses so that you get to 15 points.
Right.
But again, what we're going to have on there really soon is ASN hosting, which will give more options for things that people are doing anyway, and then we're going to have the All Solutions Network, internet service providing service. And that will be another thing that everyone already uses, already needs, and if they switch over there, they will be earning points all the time. So we have a million ways to earn points.
Great. Thank you, Bruce.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions out there? Okay. If we don't have any questions, I think I am going to go see my wife and kid. I want to thank you all so much for participating tonight, and we will have this audio on the website in a couple of days so you can listen yourself if you feel like it. Okay, everyone, good night.
Good night, Bruce. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.